This year marks the bicentennial of the Star-Spangled Banner. Set to the melody of a popular English tune, it officially became the national anthem in 1931. But spanning 1.5 octaves, it is not easy to sing. And even though it's been around for a while, every so often some words not written by Francis Scott Key are included. Boy, can it get mangled. NPR producer Beth Novi recently went to the National Mall and asked visitors to perform the anthem. And they gave it their best shot.
Oh, say, can you see
by the dawn's early light
what so proudly we hailed
at the twilight's last gleaming,
whose broad stripes and bright stars
through the perilous fight
on the ramparts we watched
were so gallantly streaming.
And the rocket's red flare,
the bombs bursting in air,
gave truth to the night
that our flag was still there.
Something of this spangled
banner yet waves
o'er the land.
I remember my music teacher in elementary school saying, sit down.
Really?
Yes.
Visitors to the National Mall in Washington, D.C., singing our national anthem as best they could. We heard from Suzanne Kalfas and Ali Cohen. Rebecca and Richard McAlpin also chimed in, as did Sue Krantz, Lorraine Regina, and Elaine and Griffin Ferrara. Also, Sean Peacock, Rome Haskett, Adrian Matthews, Paul Young, Rishaha Jones, and Kevin Amon. Rounding out our impromptu choir were Georgie Bauer, Natalie Beckford, Ryan Gaskins, Ryan and Jordan Hurt, and Elizabeth Peppercorn.